感谢主，我们有机会可以一起在他的脚前相聚。
Thank the Lord for giving us together before His feet.
我在主面前祷告的时候
，As I pray before the Lord，
主就让我想起腓立比书第三章。
And Lord reminded me of Book of Philippians chapter 3.
我们今天特别要看的是十二节到十六节。
And we'll pay attention to verse 12 to 16.
我不敢保证可以把这一段讲完。
I don't guarantee to completely explain about this verse.
但是我盼望圣灵可以帮助我们从主自己的话里面听见主要对我们的心所说的话。
But I hope the Holy Spirit will speak to each one of us.
所以请弟兄姐妹一起打开腓立比书三章。
So let's turn to the book of Philippians chapter 3.
我们从十二节读到十六节。
And let's read from verse 12 to 16.
你喜欢用什么语言读都可以。
It doesn't matter which language you want to use.
但是请我们一起大声地读。
But let's read it together loudly.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的。向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心，若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。我们一起有一点祷告。
And let's have more prayer.
天父，我们真的是满心的感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
我们是何等有福气的人。
We are such a blessed people.
因为我们是你的孩子。
Because we are children of yours.
我们真是你所宝爱的孩子。
We are the precious children of yours.
我们可以坦然无惧地坐在饼杯面前。
We can come boldly before your Lord's table.
我们可以享受你在饼杯中要给我们一切的祝福。
We can enjoy all the blessings through the cup and bread.
不但如此。
Not only this.
你还乐意向我们启示你的自己。
You are willing to reveal yourself to us.
每一次当我们来到话语面前的时候
，Every time we come before your word，
圣灵总会把你自己的话向我们解开。
Holy Spirit will open your word to us，
让我们里面的人能够蒙光照
，so that our inner person can be enlightened。
我们可以好好的跟随你
，so that we can follow you properly。
求你使用今天的这段经文
，Please use the verse from today，
让你的百姓蒙造就
，so that your people will be built up，
让你的旨意可以成全
，so that your will be done，
让你可以得着一切的荣耀和称颂
，so that you may receive all the glory and praise。
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名。
We pray in Christ Jesus' name，
Amen。
Amen。
我猜弟兄姊妹都读过腓立比书。
I believe brothers and sisters have read this book of Philippians.
那在腓立比书里面到了第三章的时候
，When it comes to chapter 3，
保罗是用他自己的例子
，Paul used himself as the example，
跟那些假先知做对比
，to as a comparison to the false prophet。
在第四节到第十一节的中间
，from verse 4 to 11，
保罗讲到他的过去
，Paul mentioned about his history。
他回想他在过去的日子里，他最需要学习的是怎么算。
He think about his past, and the most thing that he learned is how to count。
怎么知道什么是有永恒价值的？
What is being considered as eternal value?
什么是没用的？
What is unvaluable?
我相信弟兄姊妹你都记得。
I believe you remember.
保罗没有信主以前是非常热心的。
Before Paul was a Christian, he was very zeal.
按照现代人的话叫做非常属灵的。
And according to nowadays word, he is very spiritual.
不但非常属灵，他是有非常正统的神学教育。
And not only spiritual, but he has this proper teaching of the law.
他不只是懂得各样的道理。
Not only he knows all the rules.
保罗是身体力行啊。
But he also practices all what he knows.
他敢在神的面前夸口。
He was willing, he was not afraid to be bold in front of the Lord.
就着律法而言。
And according to the law,
他是无可指责的。
He is unblameable.
但是他后来发现。
But then later on he found,
所有这些外面的东西。
All these things that he had,
没有永恒的价值。
Has no eternal value.
他需要的是耶稣的自己。
What he needs is Jesus Christ himself.
他需要的是接受，借着信心接受耶稣基督所成就的一切。
He needs to receive by faith of what Christ Jesus has done.
然后从12节到第16节。
And then from verse 12 to 16.
保罗讲到他现在的光景。
Paul mentioned about what is going on with him right now.
当他讲到他现在光景的时候，
When he mentioned what is going on with him right now,
他用了很多运动方面的词汇。
He used a lot of verbs.
那他中心的思想是什么呢？
And what is the center thought of this?
就是他信主以后，
That is after,
他是竭力的奔跑。
That is after he believed in Christ, he ran very hard.
他充满了活力。
He is full of energy.
以后如果有机会，我们再读十七节到二十一节。
In the future, if we start reading verse 17,
那是保罗对着未来的盼望。
That is the mention about the hope of Paul for the future.
他讲到他自己好像是一个异乡人。
And it mentioned about how he is a stranger.
是一个天路客。
And he is a heavenly walker.
A pilgrim.
A heavenly figure.
他最重要的思想就是。
And the center thought of this.
I look, 我看。
He saw it, he looked.
怀着盼望的看。
And he looked at the future with all the hope.
因为他有一个很美好的未来的看见。
Because he sees such a beautiful future.
你知道很多的人。
And you know a lot of people.
是活在过去的。
They live in the past.
也有很多的人。
But a lot of people.
是活在未来的。
And live in the future.
但是我们今天读的这段圣经，
But we are reading the passage today,
是保罗告诉我们，
And Paul told us,
你如果真的看见了将来的那一个美好，
If you truly see the future goodness,
你今天要怎么活？
What should you do today? How should you live today?
网络上常常看到一个词，
And there is this sentence online that we see all the time.
叫做活在当下。
That is to live in this world.
当然他们的活在当下跟保罗的活在当下那是两码事。
So of course, the term live in this world online is totally different from Paul's.
他们的活在当下是没有盼望的。
For them, there is no hope to live in this world.
是今朝有酒今朝醉的。
That is to enjoy today.
保罗的活在当下。
But for Paul to live in this world,
是他知道他要去哪里。
is because he knows where he is going.
他知道他要现在应该做什么。
So that he knows what he needs to do now.
整个十二节到十六节。
From 12 to 16.
里面用的词汇。
The words that used.
要不然就是在赛马，就是马车赛马的用的词汇。
It's like the verbs using in a horse racing.
要不然就是跑步的词汇。
Or being used in a racing.
都是当时奥林匹克运动会里面的重要项目。
And those are the important sports in the Olympic.
保罗在借着这一些的图画。
And through this picture.
来表达他今天生活的态度。
Paul wants to show us the attitude of his life that day.
在追求更多认识耶稣基督的事上。
As pursuing to know more of Christ.
他是如何的竭力。
And how he tried hard.
那当然我们要先提醒弟兄姐妹一下。
So I want to remind brothers and sisters.
保罗在这里讲的不是你怎么努力可以得救。
Paul did not say how hard you should do to be saved.
基督徒得救不是靠努力的。
Christian being saved is not by their own deed.
保罗在前面已经讲得很清楚。
And Paul
我们得救是因信。
Paul said it very clearly that we save by grace.By faith.
我不知道弟兄姊妹晓不晓得当年要参加奥林匹克运动会有一个先决条件。
I don't know if you know that there is this prerequisite for joining the Olympic sports.
是你必须是希腊的公民。
That you have to be the citizen of Greek.
其他国家的公民都不可以。
Other citizens cannot join.
只有希腊公民才可以。
Only the citizens of Greek can join the Olympic.
保罗用这个背景。
Paul used this background.
是告诉我们。
Is to tell us.
我们今天是天国的公民。
That we are the citizen of the heaven kingdom.
所以我们有权利参与这一个属天的比赛。
So we have this right to join the race of this heavenly race.
当然我们知道属天的比赛跟奥林匹克的比赛有本质上的不同。
So we know there is this basic difference between the heavenly race and the Olympic race.
奥林匹克的比赛是跟别人比。
Olympic competitions are between men.
属天的比赛是跟自己比。
The heavenly competitions is to compete with yourself.
保罗在第二章十二节和十三节的时候。
And in chapter 2, verse 12 and 13.
他讲到说你们要做成得救的功夫。
And here it mentioned that you have...To work in you to be the successful.
Work out your own salvation.
You have to work out your own salvation.
因为是神先 work in us, 是神先在我们里面工作。
So it's because God first worked in us.
所以我们才能够做成我们得救的功夫。
So that we can later on work out our own salvation.
每一个信徒。
Every believers
都有自己的一条跑道。
There is a race track.
每一个人都有自己特定的路线。
And every person has their own road, own way.
每一个人都要按照神所给的那个路上的 mark 或者叫做 goal, 就是标杆。一路跑下去。
Everyone has to follow the marking that God gave to continue to run on this way.
然后每一个基督徒才可以得到 神所应许的要给我们的奖赏。
And then each Christian can receive the reward that God has prepared individually.
什么叫完全？
And what does mean by complete?
Perfection 在新约圣经里面就是 maturity.
What is the meaning of perfection? The perfection in Bible means mature.
如果你明白神在你生命中这样奇妙的安排，
If you understand this miracle arrangement that God had on you,
弟兄姐妹，属灵的路上不要跟别人比。
So then on the spiritual way, we should not compare with others.
神带领别人一天祷告三个小时，
God guides someone to pray 3 hours a day.
神带领别人去做宣教士。
God guides someone to be a missionary.
神带领别人去写书。
God guides someone to be a writer.
神带你做你今天神要你做。
God guides you to do what to do today.
你的责任不是想要去跑别人的。
It's not to run the post track.
你的责任是要把神今天给你的跑道跑好。
Your responsibility is to run the track that God had designated for you.
十二节这样说。
Verse 12 it says.
这不是说我已经得着了。
Not that I have already obtained.
已经完全了。
Or have already been made perfect.
我乃是竭力追求
But I press on.
或者可以得着基督耶稣所要我得着的
To take hold of that for which Christ Jesus take hold of me.
如果我们注意的读这一小段圣经的话
If you pay attention when you read,
我们一定会发现一件事
Then you will see.
保罗一再的强调
Paul has emphasized repeatedly.
他不是完全的。
He is not perfect.
他还没有达到。
He has not achieved.
神所要他最终达到的目的。
Attained to the point that God wants him to.
如果用英文来描写。
And if in English.
他知道他永远。Always have room for improvement.
That he always have room for improvement.
他永远都有可以改进的空间。
He has room for improvement all the time.
弟兄姐妹。
And brothers and sisters.
这是一个基督徒得救以后。
This is after a Christian being saved.
他应该一生都有的态度。
He should have this attitude for the rest of his life.
无论他在属灵的事上有多少的追求、长进和经历，
No matter how much experience or improvement he had spiritually,
他永远记得，
He will remember,
他不完全，
He is imperfect,
他还有更多成长的空间，
He has more rooms to grow.
我不知道你有没有注意到一件事。
I don't know if you pay attention to this.
保罗一方面重复的讲，我没有完全。
Paul repeatedly saying that I'm not perfect.
我们不够成熟。
Because we are not mature enough.
但你有没有注意到在十五节他说什么呢？
But do you see in verse 15?
他说我们中间凡是完全人。
And he said that all of us who are mature.
换句话说，在十五节的时候，保罗认为自己又是完全人的一个。
So in 15, it seems like Paul is saying that he is one of the mature.
我不知道你读圣经有没有这样仔细的去想一下。
I don't know if you think about this clearly when you are reading the Bible.
难道保罗是自我矛盾吗？
So is Paul conflict to himself?
当然不是。
Of course not.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
保罗是要让我们看见
，Paul wants us to see，
一个成熟的人最主要的特点就是他知道他还不够完全。
The attitude of a mature person should know that he has always have room to grow。
什么时候一个人觉得我最属灵？
If a person thinks that he is the most spiritual,
我最完全,
I am the most perfect,
我最成熟,
I am the most mature.
你如果有一点点属灵的知识,
If you have a little spiritual knowledge,
你就知道那个人相当幼稚,
then you will know that this person is actually very childish.
一个人越认为自己什么都没有,
The person who thinks he has nothing.
很可能那就是那个人最成熟的标记。
Then he may be the most mature person.
我没有得着。I'm not perfect.
I'm not perfect.
但是保罗下面紧接着有一个连结词。
But Paul has this connection word.
啊，中文圣经没有翻出来。
And it's not translated in Chinese.
有一些好一点的英文版本。
So someone are studying the English version.
就会把它翻出来。
And then they will translate it.
But.
And it's but.
我还没有得着。
But I have not achieved.
我还没有得着。
I have not achieved.
但是
But
我乃是竭力追求。
I am doing all my best.
我没有得着。
I did not achieve.
我不能够说我没有得着就算了。
I cannot say that forget it, I did not achieve.
我不能够说哎呀我不好啊我就软弱啊。
I cannot say that I'm weak, I'm bad.
但是
But
我竭力追求。
I am doing all my best to pursue it.
或者
Or
什么叫或者
And God said or What does that mean or?
保罗他心里面有一个想法
Paul has this thought in his mind.
这个想法就是我竭力的去追求
that I'm pressing on to take hold of it
以至于
until
我可以得着
until I can take hold of it
我为什么可以得着呢
And why would I be able to take hold of it?
是耶稣基督已经让我成为属于他的。
And it's because Christ Jesus allowed me to attain it.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们怎么可能在属灵的事上达到完全呢?
How do we become perfect spiritually?
不是我们自己
It's not depending on ourselves.
是因为基督已经得着我们
But because Christ Jesus has taken hold of us.
我们已经在他里面
We are already in him.
因为他是完全的
Because he is perfect.
所以我们竭力追求
So then we press hard to follow.
我们就得着他所应许的完全
Then we take hold of what he promised us.
弟兄们
Brothers and sisters,
我不是以为自己已经得着了。
I do not consider myself yet have taken hold of it.
我只有一件事。
But one thing.
他再一次的强调他没有得着。
And he re-emphasized that he did not take hold of it.
我希望保罗的这一个负担
The burden of Paul
就让我们看见
to show us
一个人在神面前的谦卑是何等的重要。
It's important to be humble before the Lord.
如果你觉得你是 somebody,
if you feel like you are somebody,
我可以给你保证。
And I can guarantee you,
你就是 nobody.
You are nobody.
保罗说我只有一件事。
And Paul said, I only have one thing.
他只有一件事。
This one thing.
他活在地上，当下只有一件事。
As he lived on this world, there is only one thing for him.
你知道很多基督徒啊。
And you know a lot of Christians.
为什么他们属灵的生命长不好
？Why is their spiritual life did not grow well?
因为他们生命中有很多事。
Because there are so many things in their life.
我不知道我们中间有多少弟兄姊妹看过我写的那本《不一样的人生》。
I don't know if brothers and sisters have read the book that I wrote about the different life.
在里面我讲到一个很重要的概念。
I have this important concept that I wrote.
基督徒活在地上不是来平衡很多各方面不同的需要。
As Christians living in this world, it's not to balance the world.
因为你没有办法平衡。
Because you are unable.
教会要你的命。
And church has its order.
Church is very demanding.
Church is very demanding.
工作要你的命。
And your work is also demanding.
家庭要你的命。
And your family life also are very demanding.
还有很多乱七八糟的事情都要你的命。
There are so many different things occupying your life.
你永远没有足够的精力和时间。
You would never have enough energy and time.
来解决所有的问题。
To deal with all these problems.
一个基督徒能够活得好。
And as a Christian who has a good life.
他生命中必须只有一件事。
And there must be only one thing in his life.
这一件事就决定了所有其他的事。
And this one thing will determine the rest.
如果你今天活在地上就是这件事那一件事。
If you are living in this world with so many things around you.
你做不好。
You will not be good.
你们还记不记得在尼希米记里面。
And do you remember in the book of Nehemiah?
尼希米在那里很努力地盖城墙。
And Nehemiah is working hard to build the wall.
仇敌做什么事呢
？And what did the enemy do?
仇敌说：“你们来，你下来跟我们开开会吧。
”And the enemy said, "Come and have a meeting with us."
尼希米在六章三节说：“于是我差遣人去见他们。
”And Nehemiah chapter 6 verse 3 it says, "So I sent messengers to them."
说。我现在办理大功，不能下去，焉能停工下去见你们呢
？He said, "I'm carrying on a great project and cannot go down. Why should the work stop while I leave it and go down to you?"
尼希米知道。
Nehemiah knew.
他生命中只有一件事。
There is only one thing in his life.
他把这件事情做好。
And he just need to do this one thing good.
其他的事不是他的事。
And the rest is not his business.
我不知道这里的弟兄姊妹怎么样。
I don't know about the brothers and sisters here.
我知道在 Wyckoff.
I know in Wyckoff.
甚至于比较少，极少数的在 Inglewood.
And also a small number of Christians in the Inglewood Church.
这些弟兄姐妹啊，是以天下事为己任的。
And these brothers and sisters are holding on all these worldly matters.
中国大陆的每一件事都是他关心的。
They are concerned with anything happening to China.
这个我理解啊。
Well, I understand it.
那是家乡嘛。
Because that's their home country.
问题是，其他地方的事干你啥事儿啊？
But how about the other countries?
哎呀，我们真的有一批弟兄姐妹，真就是那么的关心各地的事情啊。
We have a group of brothers and sisters who are concerned about the world.
关心到一个地步。
To a point,
我真的很怀疑他们跟主还有什么关系。
That how much care they have with the relationship with Lord.
我不能够相信。
I cannot believe.
到现在。
To this point.
美国的国会已经在公开的听证1月6号的那个暴动。
That they are, the Congress are still listening to the event that happened in January 6th about the riot.
任何人你稍微看一下那个内容。
Anyone who look at the news content.
你怎么会相信川普还要回去当总统？
How can you believe Trump is going back to be president?
但是我就不懂这些弟兄姐妹他怎么这么关心这件事。
But I don't understand why brothers and sisters care about this.
他生命中好多事啊。
There are so many things in their life.
川普会不会回去当总统？
Can Trump become a president again?
这个疫苗会不会是666？
And would this vaccine work?
这个纽约现在搞这个什么什么什么同性恋啊，什么什么乱七八糟的东西。哇，他就急得啊跳脚。
And something happened in the New York City regarding to the homosexuals' actions. They care about those a lot.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，brothers and sisters，
我不是说我们不要关心世界上的事。
I'm not saying that we should not care what is going on in the world.
但是我问你
，But let me ask you，
在你生命中有哪一件事真的是最重要的？
In your life, what is the most important matter?
保罗说我只有一件事。
And Paul said he only had one thing.
我就一件事。
Just one thing.
我们都知道。
We all know.
任何一个人在任何一个领域里面要想成为卓越。
Anyone who wants to be outstanding in a particular field.
他必须专注。
They have to concentrate.
一个跟随耶稣基督的人。
And the one who follow Christ Jesus is the same.
如果你希望你能够好好的跟随耶稣。
If you want to be able to follow Jesus properly.
你必须只有一件事。
And you must have only one thing.
你的工作是为了讨耶稣喜欢。
Your work is to be able to please Lord.
你的服事是为了讨耶稣喜欢。
Your service is to please the Lord.
你的家庭是为了讨耶稣喜欢。
Your family is to please the Lord.
当你只有一件事的时候。
When you only have one thing.
你很轻松的。
It will be a light burden to you.
因为你所服侍的主是好主人。
Because the Lord that you serve is a good master.
他会帮你的。
He will help you.
你生命中有很多不同的事。
There are so many matters around you.
你是你自己事的老板。
If you are your own boss,
结果你的生命就注定焦头烂额。
Then your life will be determined to be destructive.
难怪雅各会说。
No wonder Jacob said.
James
said.
心怀二意的人在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Those who are evil in their heart will not be blessed.
那保罗说他的唯一的一件是什么事呢
？So what does Paul mention？
他这件事还包括的比较多一点。
So he has only one goal。
他说我要忘记背后。
And he said he wants to forget what is behind。
什么叫忘记背后
？What does that mean by forget behind？
保罗，你忘记了神向你的启示吗
？Paul, did you forget the revelation that God gave you?
你忘记了你从小就熟读的旧约圣经吗
？Paul, you forgot the Old Testament that you are familiar with?
你忘记了在大马色路上的经历吗
？You forget the experience on the Damascus?
当然不是。
Of course not.
要知道，圣经里面的忘记。
When the Bible mentioned about forgetting,
不是记不住,
is not to be forgetful. So let me challenge you to do an experience at home.
你找一件事,
find something.
然后你告诉你自己,
and then you tell yourself.
我要确保我彻底地忘记这件事,
that I want to be sure to forget this thing.
你试试看,
and try it.
看你做得到做不到,
see if you can do it.
你越试,
the more that you say it,
你越发现你记得更清楚,
then you will see that it will become more clear in your mind.
当保罗说要忘记背后,
so when Paul said forgetting what is behind,
在圣经中那个忘记的定义,
so the definition in Bible about forgetting,
是不要让过去的那些事情在捆绑你,
is to not allowing the past to bound you anymore.
不要让那些的事情在影响你,
do not allow the past to affect you anymore.
还记不记得我们的神在希伯来书10章17节所说的,
and if you remember in the book of Hebrew, chapter 10,
他说我不再纪念他们的罪前和他们的过犯,
that I do not remember their sins and transgression.
神能够忘记人的过犯吗?
Can God forget man's transgressions?
他能够像我们在电脑上打一个 erase吗?
Can God erase just like we erase something on the computer?
不是的,
no.
是神不再因着我们所犯的罪影响他怎么对待我们,
but it's just that God will not allow the past sins to affect how he treats us in the future.
忘记,
forgetting.
简单地说,
in another word,
就是脱离过去的辖制,
that is released from the past bondage,
以至于你能够为未来而生活,
so that to a point that you can live for the future.
在我们的生命中有几样事情非常难忘记,
and there are a few things very difficult for us to forget in our life.
譬如说我们以前的失败,
for example, our failure in the past.
我不知道在你的生命中你遇到了一些很难受的事情,
I don't know if you had experienced sadness.
你会不会有一个想法,
do you have this thought?
哎呀, 当初啊, 我要怎么样做就好咯,
oh, I should have done that, it would be much better.
有吗?
Did it happen to you?
肯定的,
of course.
过去,
the past,
过去很多的失败,
a lot of failures in the past,
我们没有人是例外,
no one is exempted.
但是过去的失败成为我们痛苦的来源,
but the past failure become our painful experience.
还是过去的失败可以成为我们如今正面感谢神的理由,
or the past failure can become our reason to have positive worship to our Lord.
想一想保罗在得救以前,
so think about Paul before he was saved.
他是逼迫教会,
he persecuted church.
他是抵挡耶稣的,
he is the enemy of Jesus.
如果作为一个耶稣基督的门徒,
as a disciple of Christ,
还有比那个更糟糕的失败吗?
Is there any worse generation than at that time?
如果保罗就为了过去的失败就回在后悔，回在那个遗憾的中间。
So if Paul, due to his past failure, and he lived in remorse,
神怎么用他？
Then how can God use him?
我鼓励你们去读提摩太前书第一章。
I encourage you to read First Timothy chapter 1.
你从十二节一路读到第十七节。
From verse 12 to 17.
你看保罗讲到他过去的失败。
And you see that Paul mentioned his failure in the past.
我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，辱骂人的。
I was once a blasphemer, a persecutor, and a violent man.
但是你注意吗？保罗没有停在悔恨中间。
But you see that Paul did not stay in that stage.
相反的。
And opposite.
他在那里感谢神。
He thanks the Lord.
因为神有怜悯临到他。
Because Lord has mercy on him.
神拯救他。
God, Lord saved him.
神改变他。
God changed him.
以至于他到最后能够说，但愿尊贵荣耀与那不能朽坏，不能看见永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
To the point that he said to the King Eternal, Immortal, Invisible, and the Only God, be honor and glory forever and forever. Amen.
对保罗而言，过去的失败成为他今天努力侍奉神的动力。
So to Paul, the past failure become the motivation of him to serve the Lord nowadays.
还有另外一样东西，我们这些人也不太容易忘记。
So there's another thing that we as human do not forget easily.
那就是我们很成功。
And that is our success.
神用我们。
And God used us.
我们经历了一些神特别的恩典。
We experienced a special grace from the Lord.
大部分的人。
And the majority.
当他有过这样经历以后。
When they had such an experience.
他就活在这个经历的里面。
Then they lived in this experience.
我祷告了。
I pray.
神成就了。
God saved me.
他没有觉得说神真伟大。
And he did not think, oh, God is so great.
他不知不觉中觉得我真的很属灵。
So unconsciously he felt that he's spiritual.
所以以后我祷告了。
So in the future when I pray,
那神一定乖乖照我祷告的做的。
God will obey me and to follow what I want.
那是很多灾难的来源。
And this is the source, the beginning of trouble.
过去的成功。
The past success.
必须忘记。
We have to forget it.
还记得扫罗王吗？
And do you remember the king Saul?
他刚刚做王的时候相当好的呀。
He was a good king in the beginning.
神也真用他。
And God truly used him.
但是他以为他自己是王了。
But then he thinks that he is a king.
结果就给神的百姓带来好大的伤害。
Then he brought a lot of pain to the people of God.
我在世界各地好多的教会有机会去服事。
I have many chances to serve different churches in the world.
日光之下真没有新鲜事。
Under the sun, there is nothing new.
一个人努力的服事。
A person works very hard to serve the Lord.
然后看到神的祝福。
See God's blessings.
就以为自己是王。
And then feel that he is the king.
就给神的百姓带来极大的灾难。
And then bring a lot of tribulation to the people of God.
列王记上有一个老先知，我不知道你们记不记得。
I don't know if you remember in the book of First King, there was this prophet.
同样的事啊。
The same thing.
这个老先知一辈子好好的服侍主啊。
And this old elder prophet, he had served the Lord for his life.
但最后他就害了小先知。
But then he,
It caused the damage to the younger prophet.
Oh, he caused damage to the younger prophet.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters,
我们的失败固然很可怕。
Our failure can be disastrous.
其实我们的成功更可怕。
But our success can also be a disastrous.
我们还有一个很难忘记的过去。
There is another unforgettable past.
叫最终之乐。
That is to enjoy in sin.
以色列的百姓。
The people of Israelite.
到了旷野。
When they are in the desert.
已经出了埃及了。
They left Egypt.
已经在旷野了。
They are already in the wilderness.
但是他们想念什么？
But what are they remembering?
他们不能忘记的是什么？
What can't they forget?
哎呀，埃及的酒菜啊。
Oh, the food and wine in Egypt.
埃及的肉锅呀。
Oh, the meat in Egypt.
太值得留念了。
How remembering.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
保罗说：“忘记过去。”
Paul said, "Forget the past."
忘记过去自己的失败。
Forget the past when you fail.
忘记过去的成功。
And forget your past success.
忘记过去在世界中的享乐。
And also forget the enjoyment in the world.
但弟兄姊妹，你知不知道最难忘记的过去是什么？
But you know what is the most unforgettable?
是别人伤害了我们。
That is being hurt by others.
别人干了坏事。
Somebody did bad thing to you.
别人做了错事。
Somebody had fault on you.
给我们带来了很深的伤害。
And they brought hurt to you.
这是过去。
And this is the past.
已经过去了。
Already passed.
但你就不让它过去。
Then let it pass.
我有没有告诉你们我去探访一对结婚50周年的夫妇的故事。
So let me tell you a story that I met a couple who had been married for 50 years.
老先生老太太两个人耳朵都背啊。
The husband and wife had poor hearing.
所以他们两个人讲话那个是几丈之外都听得见的。
So when they talk, you can hear from a distance.
两个人都跟我很好。
And they are very good to me.
都是老朋友嘛。
We are good friends.
我那天到他家去听他们两个在里面吵。
And I was at their home and listening to them arguing.
哎呀，真厉害。
So fierce.
他早上有没有吃维他命，他是一定不记得的。
Did he remember to eat vitamin in the morning? He couldn't remember.
像我现在一样。
Just like me.
但是啊。
But.
那个老混蛋30年前说过什么话
She remembered what this old man said in a bad word 30 years ago.
然后那个这个先生他永远不会忘记他太太的那个妈妈当初怎么嘲笑他看不起他那是50年前的事哦结婚前的事哦
And the husband also cannot forget how the wife despised him 50 years ago.
这是最难忘记的。
And this is the most unforgettable.
别人犯错。
Someone else has fault.
我们受惩罚。
And we are being punished.
世界上没有比这个更愚蠢的事。
And there is nothing more stupid than this.
拿别人的错误来惩罚自己。
That use someone else's fault to punish yourself.
更蠢的是下面还要加一句。
And the more stupid thing is to...
我是永远都不会忘记的。
I would never forget this.
你不忘记是谁倒霉啊
？If you don't forget, and who is being troubled?
是谁受害啊
？And who is in pain?
你自己啊
？And who are you?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你还记不记得约瑟的故事
？Do you remember the story about Joseph?
请问你约瑟的兄弟对约瑟怎么样
？Do you remember what Joseph's brother did to him？
很好啊。
Very nice。
不太好吧
？Not that nice。
不是一点点不好。
Not just little unnice。
真的是非常不好。
But very bad。
要杀他。
They want to kill him。
把他卖去做奴隶。
And they sold him to slavery。
真的够狠了、
啊。How bad it is.
但是弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
约瑟真的学了功课。
Joseph learned his lesson.
他能够忘记了别人的错误。
He can forget and forgive.
他有一个属天的眼光来看这些事。
He has this heavenly view to view this event.
所以到最后他才能够说。
So then at the end he can say.
你们是想要害我。
You try to harm me.
但是神的美意是好的。
But God's will is good.
神要借着你们的恶意让我可以有机会来救你们。
God used your evil will to save us.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当你生命中遇到了别人犯的错误给你带来很大伤害的时候。
When you encounter someone else's fault and cause you harm.
保罗说忘记过去。
And Paul said forget the past.
你要相信别人的那些错误。
And you have to believe the fault that they did.
将来在永世中都是你的祝福。
It will become blessings in the eternity.
你就可以忘记。
Then you will forget.
不止如此。
And not only this.
要努力面前啊。
That you have to strain towards the future.
什么叫努力面前？
What does that mean by straining toward what is ahead?
努力面前英文那个 straining 那个字
The straining this word
那个字原来是在奥林匹克比赛的时候
The original context of this word is used in the Olympic competition
你知道他们那个驾马车的比赛
You know there is a chariot race
那个马车啊是为了要减轻重量
And the chariot, in order to reduce weight,
它是只剩下中间的一根轴啊。
And it only keep the axis in the middle.
驾马车的人站在那个轴上。
And the person stand on the axe.
他身上的每一个肌肉。
And all his muscle.
他的每一根神经。
And all his nerve.
都要完全的掌控到这些力量的平衡啊。
And he has to balance himself on this axle.
他必须是全力以赴。
And he has to use all his energy.
那那个字就是英文翻作 straining 的那个字。
And that is the word means straining.
那那个字在第十四节。
And this word in verse 14.
向着标杆直跑。
Press on toward the goal.
那个直跑的原文也是同样一个字。
And to press on is the same meaning.
同样的字。
Same word.
到了彼得前书三章十一节的时候。
To 1 Peter chapter 3.
Verse 11.
Chapter 3 verse 11.
那里有一个词叫做一心追赶。
And there is this word saying to pursue.
Single-minded.
To pursue with single mind.
那也是 straining 这一个词。
And that is the same meaning as straining.
这里讲到的就是他要向前。
So it mentioned that to press on.Towards the front.
我不知道你们有没有人看过David Livingston, 就是大卫李文斯顿的传记。
I don't know if you have read the biography of President Livingston.
这一位英国的医生到了非洲去，就把自己一生几十年的岁月给了非洲的土人。
And he is a doctor from Britain, and he went to Africa.And he gave his life there.
中间有一段时间他回到英国。
There was a time in the middle that he returned to Britain.
休息。
He was resting.
他不知道他前面要去哪里。
He wasn't sure how he proceed in the future.
是再回到非洲呢？
Should he return to Africa?
还是再到其他的地方呢？
Or go to a different country?
他在祷告。
He was praying.
他也请别人为他祷告。
And he asked others to pray for him.
有一天有一个弟兄去问他。
So one day a brother asked him.
说大卫弟兄啊。
And he said, Brother David,
你认为下一步你要去哪里？
Do you know where is your next step?
大卫给他的回答说，
And David answered,
我已经预备好。
I am prepared.
无论神带我往哪个方向走，
No matter which direction God guide me,
我永远是向前去。
I will always press forward.
弟兄姊妹明白吗？
So you understand?
忘记背后，
Forgetting the past,
向前去。
Press on forward.
怎么向前去呢？
How do you move forward?
第十四节。
And verse 14.
他说向着标杆直跑。
Press on towards the goal.
中文是说向着标杆直跑。
So in Chinese, you run forward to the goal.
你看英文的话呢，它应该是 I press on toward the goal.
And in English, it says I press on toward the goal.
换句话说，它是直跑向着标杆。
And so another word is run forward straightly towards the goal.
直跑我刚才说过了。
So straight, run straightly forward.
这个 I press,
I pressed,
就是竭力追求。
That is to pursue with one heart.
就是我们刚才讲的那个用尽了一切的力量努力。
That is to use all the energy.
在希腊原文里，
So in the Greek,
这个字它有一个特别的描写。
There is a special description.
是好像一个打猎的人。
Just like for a hunter.
他非常的尽心竭力的去追他的猎物。
He used all his effort to pursue an animal.
一个人要成为一个得胜的运动员。
A person wants to be a victorious sportsman.
你绝对不是靠听了很多篇讲道就变成了一个得胜者。
It's impossible to just depend on what you heard.
也不是看了很多电影。
Or watch a lot of movies.
也不是读了很多书。
Or read a lot of books.
也不是去看别人比赛在那里拼命加油。
Or to watch a lot of competitions.
你想要成为那个比赛中间的得胜者。
If you want to be the winners of among the athletes.
你就要下去比赛。
Then you have to be.
而且你要很努力的去努做。
And you have to work hard.
这是保罗讲到说，我们今天基督徒活在地上。
And this is what Paul is telling us as Christians who live in this world.
我们要努力。
We have to work hard.
我们要向前奔跑。
We have to press on forward.
我对在这里的弟兄姐妹，你们的情况不是特别了解。
I'm not too familiar with each one of the brothers and sisters sitting here.
但是我了解的那些弟兄姐妹。
But the brothers and sisters that I'm familiar with.
当他们有兴趣打高尔夫球的时候。
When they are interested in playing golf.
我告诉你。
Let me tell you.
他们是真的付代价。
They will truly play.
哎呦，早上那么早就可以起来。
They can wake up very early in the morning.
练啊。
And to practice.
练啊。
Practice.
要出去比赛一趟，你知道要花多少钱呢？
You know how much money you have to spend on to do a competition. And to join competition and the time spent.
哎，不是只有这些打高尔夫球的人这么的 crazy。
Not only the one who are golfer being crazy。
我们有一些年轻人呢，打这个桌游啊。
For some youth playing pool table.
Games.
Playing games.
我告诉你哦。
And let me tell you.
不得了啊。
Unbelievable.
很努力啊。
They work so hard.
很努力啊。
They play so hard.
我不知道你在什么事情上很努力啊。
I don't know what else they can be working so hard on.
如果你在追求认识耶稣基督上很努力的话。
If you can work hard on pursuing to know Jesus Christ.
你是有福气的人。
You will be blessed.
你知道在基督教的圈子里。
You know, in this environment of Christians, Christianity.
常常有两种极端。
There are two extremes.
有一种极端呢。
One extreme.
就是躺平的基督徒。
That is to lay flat.
一切都在基督里。
Everything is in Christ.
基督已经为我们成就了一切。
Christ has done everything for us.
我们什么也不要做。
We don't need to do anything.
躺平。
And they just lay flat.
那另外一些基督徒呢
？And another extreme，
认为什么都要靠自己。
That everything has to depend on ourselves。
好像他们认为，
they,
我如果不努力的话
，They were like thinking if I don't work hard，
天上的老爸怎么办呢
？What will happen to the heavenly father？
圣经中真正的教导
，and the true teaching from the Bible，
是基督徒明白一件事。
That Christian has to remember this to understand this。
是神必须先在我们里面工作。
God has to work in us first。
让我们可以在生命中活出他要我们活的样子。
So that we can live out the life that He wants us to live。
但是我们必须要记得
，But we have to remember this.
神可以让我们成熟
，God can make us mature.
神可以让我们有力量去参与这个比赛
，God can give us energy to join this competition.
但是神用的方法却是要我们弃绝那世界的言语和老父荒谬的话。在敬虔上操练自己。
But Lord wants us to use the method that to forget the worldly words and to train ourselves in Him.
几个月以前
，A few months ago，
我女儿来看我。
My daughter came to visit me.
然后他就决定
And then she decided.
老爸身上肌肉太少肥肉太多
And my father has too little muscle but too many fat.
所以他就逼着我
So she forced me.
去看一个私人运动教练
To visit a personal trainer.
然后他就帮我交钱
And she paid for it.
然后那个教练就按时间就来抓我。
And the trainer would come grab me on time.
然后开始折磨我。
And start torturing me.
我不要告诉你们那个折磨有多厉害。
I don't want to tell you the detail about how he tortured me.
我有一点好像回到我第一次到当兵到成功岭的那个经验。
I have the feeling as if I first joined the army when I was young.
那就是身上每一块可以用的肌肉都会痛。
That is, every muscle of mine is in pain.
上厕所都很辛苦。
Even find it hard to go to the bathroom.
但是那个经验呢
But that experience.
让我想到
Let me think.
神造我。
It's God made us.
神给了我好的营养。
God gave me good nutrition.
神给了我健康。
God gave me health.
但是我要能够跑步。
But I have to be able to run.
我必须自己锻炼才会有肌肉。
But I have to train myself in order to gain the muscle.
肌肉不会自己长出来。
And the muscle will not grow by itself.
肉身的世界尚且如此。
To the fleshly world is like this.
弟兄姐妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你有属灵的肌肉吗？
So how about you, any spiritual muscle?
你能够跑这条属灵的比赛吗？
Are you able to run the spiritual competition?
操练身体益处还少。
So training your own body has benefit.
唯独敬虔凡事都有益处。
But to be godly has good for everything.
今天有一些基督徒啊。
Today some Christians.
他们非常忙着向自己死。
They are very busy to die to themselves.
他们从来没有机会来奔跑这条属天的道路。
They never give themselves to run this path, spiritual path.
当然，另外一个极端也很可怕。
So there is another horrible extreme.
那些基督徒从早到晚忙着祷告。
The Christians pray from day to night.
读经。
Read Bible.
哦，追求有圣灵的能力。
To pursue the spiritual power.
从早忙到晚。
From day to night.
但是他们没有跑。
But they never run.
保罗说。
And Paul said.
要竭力的奔跑。
That press on towards, to run toward.
怎么跑呢？
How do you run?
向着标杆。
Toward the goal.
向着标杆。
Run toward the goal.
你知道这节圣经啊，我去查了很多的前辈的解释。
So I read a lot of different commentaries about this verse.
为什么去查呢？
Why do I look it up?
因为保罗既没有说标杆是什么。
Because Paul did not say what is the goal.
他也没说奖赏是什么。
And he did not say what is the reward.
所以我就去查一查，看看这些前辈怎么说。
So I tried to find what other elders found.
那当然，你就会发现。
And so you will find.
五花八门。
So many different comments.
有人说这是福音救赎的果效。
Someone said this is the fruit of the salvation.
那是我们的奖赏。
And that is the price for us.
有人说基督成形在我里面，那是我们的奖赏。
And someone said the Christ form in us, and that is the price for us.
有人说我们在勇士中的荣耀是我们的奖赏。
And someone said the price is the glory in the future, in the eternity.
当然也有不少人会说儿童主日学里面最标准的答案。
And so someone shared the Bible study, Sunday schools.
耶稣基督是我们的奖赏。
Jesus Christ is our price.
无论奖赏是什么。
No matter what is the price.
我发现这些前辈们大部分都认为这个奖赏是未来。
And I find that most of the elders share that this price is in the future.
是天上的奖赏。
It is heavenly price.
而且他们认为。
And they also say.
保罗看到了这个天上奖赏的荣耀。
Paul saw this prize, glorious prize.
所以这个奖赏就成为了他的标杆。
And so this prize became his goal.
他就向着标杆去跑。
And so he pressed towards the goal.
其实这样的解释啊。
So this type of explanation.
跟经文本身是有一点不合的。
Is a little bit conflict with the scripture.
因为你要知道。
So because you have to know.
奖赏可以是在天上的。
The prize is in heaven.
但是想要得到奖赏绝对不是向着奖赏直奔。
But to win the prize is not to run towards the prize.
奖赏不是标杆。
奖赏。
The reward or the prize is not the goal.
The reward or the prize is not the goal.
你知道当时在奥林匹克那个长马拉松比赛跑步啊。
So in the marathon during the Olympic.
是。哎呦我被这个钟搞错了。
Oh, I saw the clock wrong time.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
那我要快快的结束了。
So let me quickly finish.
你知道马拉松在以前的马拉松啊。
So in the past, during the marathon.
它一路上都有标杆的。
There is a marking along the way.
那个标杆是让选手可以远远就看到说你要先跑到这里。
So it let the racer to run towards the markers.
等你跑到那里的时候你就看到下一个标杆。
And as they run to one marker, they saw the next markers.
有的时候你就才知道到一个路口你是要左转还是右转。
And so to a split road, then you will see if you have to take the right or left.
如果你按照标杆一路跑下去。
If you run towards every mark.
你最后就可以到达终点。
At the end, you will reach the end.
然后你就可以得到那个用花做成的一个冠冕。
And then you will receive a garland made by flowers.
那个就是你的奖赏。
And that is your prize.
基督徒今天要得的是什么奖赏？
So what should Christians ask for as a prize?
当然是要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Of course, it's the prize that God called us from heaven.
注意这里有两个重点。
So there are two points here.
呼召是从神而来。
Calling comes from God.
呼召是要让我们向上而去。
Calling is to make us go upward.
你如果去看看保罗书信里面所有的呼召。
So if you read books written by Paul from all the callings that he mentioned.
都是要神的儿女一天比一天更像基督。
That is to call Christians to be more like Christ day by day.
神定义。
God has determined.
要在他呼召的人身上完成神的旨意。
To accomplish his will on the people he called.
我们常常听到有一些传道人告诉我们。
We always hear the preachers told us.
我们得救啊。
We were saved.
完全是神的恩典。
It's because of God's grace.
白白得来的。
That we get it freely.
但是要成圣，要得胜啊。
But to be victory, to be overcomer.
你得好好努力。
That you have to work hard.
好像我们中国人的那个老话。
Just like in the Chinese idiom.
师父领进门，修行看个人。
So the master gets you into the class, but then how good you can be, it's up to you how hard you work.
弟兄姊妹，我要强调再强调。
So I have to emphasize and emphasize again.
保罗说的呼召不是这样。
The calling that Paul mentioned.
保罗说的呼召。
The calling that Paul mentioned.
是从头一直到得荣耀都在呼召里。
That is from the beginning to the time of glorious are being called.
换句话说,
and in another word,
得荣耀得胜都是救赎的一部分。
To receive the glory is to become an overcomer is part of the calling.
神保证要给他的儿女们。
God guarantee his child.
不只是得救。
Not to be just saved.
很多人都不相信罗马书第八章。
Many people do not believe what was written in the book of Romans chapter 8.
你从二十七节一直读到三十九节。
From 27 to 39 verse.
我们晓得万事都互相效力。
We know everything works together.
叫爱神的人得益处。
So the people who love the Lord will receive goodness.
就是按他旨意被召的人。
That is the people who were made according to his will.
你是按他旨意被召的人。
You are the people who made according to his will.
万事都要互相效力。
So all things work together.
叫你得益处。
For the good of him.
什么叫万事？
What is all things?
好事是万事。
The good things belong to it.
坏事呢？
The bad things?
还是万事。
It's also part of it.
预先所定下的人又召他们来。
And the predetermined person are being called.
所召来的人又称他们为义。Romans 8, verse 30.
And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified.
所称为义的人又叫他们得荣耀。
Those he justified, he also glorified.
既是这样。
And what then?
还有什么说的呢?
What we say in response to this?
神若帮助我们。
If God is for us,
谁能抵挡我们?
Who can be against us?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我不知道今天你在属天的道路的奔跑上你在哪里。
I don't know where you are in this heavenly path.
你是充满的喜乐。
Are you filled with joy?
充满的盼望。
Filled with hope?
努力的追求更多的爱主服侍主呢?
Working harder to serve the Lord and to love the Lord?
还是你要做一个躺平的基督徒
？Or you want to lay flat？
向着标杆。
Press towards the goal。
记住。
And remember this。
今天神会给你一个标杆。
Today God gave you a goal。
那是今天神要你做的事。
And that is what God wants you to do today。
你努力地把它做好。
You do your best to complete it.
明天神让你看到另外一个标杆。
Tomorrow God gave you another goal.
你就向着那个标杆直跑。
Then you press toward the other goal.
神的责任。
God's responsibility.
就是借着一个一个的标杆把你带回到他的面前。
Is to guide you through each of these goals so that you will become, you can come before him.
但愿神借着他自己的话
And may the Lord use his own word.
让我们一起活在当下
So that we can live together in this world.
我们祷告
And let's have more prayer.
主你知道人的话是何等有限
Lord, you know how limited man's word is.
但是我们感谢你我们知道圣灵你可以把我们没有说完全的话说得完全。
But we thank you because Holy Spirit can complete the words that we did not speak.
开我们里面的眼睛。
And open our inner eyes.
让我们能够忘记过去。
So that we can forget the past.
我们能够努力面前。
And we can work hard for the future.
向着标杆直跑。
And press on to the goal.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.